Hey everybody, Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. One of the teachings of Hinduism is that you are God. You just don't realize it yet, and you need to realize that you yourself are God, and then you can enter the unitive state where you merge with God or become one with God. Now I'm going to read for you from one of the Hindu scriptures known as the Upanishads. And I'm going to start in the Mandaka Upanishad, part 3, verse 2, where it says, "As long as we think we are the ego, we feel attached and fall into sorrow. But realize that you are the self, the Lord of life, and you will be freed from sorrow. When you realize that you are the self, supreme source of light, supreme source of love, and transcend the duality of life, and enter into the unitive state." So notice here that it's saying that you are the Lord of life. You are the supreme source of light. You are the supreme source of love. That's you. You're God. Also, a little later on in the same Upanishad, it says, "Not even through the study of the scriptures can the self be realized. The self reveals himself as the Lord of love to the one who practices right disciplines." In the Mandukya Upanishad, it says, "Brahman is all, and the self is Brahman." So over and over again, it's telling you, you are the self, and the self is the Lord. The self is Brahman. It says later on in the Kena Upanishad, "The self is not someone other than you." And it repeats that 3 more times on the same page. But then just a few pages later in the same Upanishad, it says, "The self is Brahman." And then in the Taittiriya Upanishad, it says, "Those who deny the Lord deny themselves. Those who affirm the Lord affirm themselves." So over and over again, this book is teaching that you are the self. The self is not someone other than you. And that the self is God. The self is the Lord. The self is the supreme source of life. The supreme source of everything in the universe. So this New Age teaching that you are God, that I'm God, it comes from the false teaching of Hinduism. It's actually demonic because it was Satan in the Bible who wanted to be God, who said, "I will be like the Most High." And it was said unto him, "Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit." So this teaching of wanting to become God or believing that you are God is demonic. This is exactly what the devil tempted them with in the Garden of Eden when he said, "Ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." Anytime a religion is telling us that we're God or that we can become God or merge with God or become a God, we need to understand that this is coming directly from the devil. This is his oldest trick in the book.